This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News Update at 8, I'm Olive Summers. The Liberia National Police is advising the public against unauthorized mass gatherings at the headquarters of the National Elections Commission. Sam Collins said the police will remain deployed across the country to ensure safety of people and property during and after the runoff election.
We are hearing about a massive gathering of people at the headquarters of the National Election Commission on Monday. We'd like to state and restate that we will not allow any gathering of individuals before the headquarters of the National Elections Commission. We believe what we have the right to exercise their franchise. There are laws that govern gathering, there are laws that govern in protests and demonstrations. And under the Public Maintenance Order Law, it is clearly stated that the Minister of Justice should be informed about a protest or a demonstration or a march 7 days, and so that the requisite security procedure can be put into place.
The spokesman of the Liberia National Police, Sam Collins. As Liberians prepare for the presidential runoff on November 7, the National Peace Ambassador, Dr. William Talbot, is calling for collective efforts to ensure that the process is peaceful. Dr. Talbot advised Liberians not to allow their political differences to undermine the spirit of national unity and peace. He added that Liberia should remain the one common focus of everyone as the country goes for the presidential runoff. 28 people who were admitted for monitoring at Phoebe Hospital in Swakopmund County were on Friday discharged from the facility. They were hospitalized for examination after it was reported that they drank water contaminated with cyanide concentration. The 34 people came in contact with the cyanide concentration following a rupture of the geomembrane of the tailings storage facility occurred at the MNG gold mines in Kokoya. Recently, the news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The World Health Organization has revoked the appointment of Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe as Goodwill Ambassador following a widespread outcry. WHO head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a statement that he had listened carefully to all who had expressed their concerns. He had previously praised Zimbabwe for its commitment to public health, but critics pointed out that Zimbabwe's healthcare system had collapsed in recent years. During the first 20 years of his 37-year rule, Mr. Mugabe widely expanded healthcare, but the system had badly been affected by the collapse of the Zimbabwean economy since 2000. And Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has promised strong countermeasures against North Korea after winning a decisive victory in Sunday's election. Mr. Abe had called an early election for a greater mandate to deal with crises, including the growing threats from Pyongyang, which has fired missiles over Japan in recent months. His ruling coalition has retained a two-third majority in parliament. This paves the way for Mr. Abe to amend Japan's post-war Pacifist constitution. The prime minister has previously called for the existence of the country's armed forces to be formalized, a controversial move which he says is needed to strengthen Japan's defense, but which critics say is a step towards remilitarization. That's the Onmel Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmel, you can log on to www.onmel.umissions.org, facebook.com/onmel2003 or twitter/onmelnews. I'm Olive Thomas. Good morning.